Last year, the parent companies of the Salt Lake Tribune and the Deseret News renegotiated the joint operating agreement between the two newspapers. The resulting JOA included a revenue-sharing plan that cut the profits of the Salt Lake Tribune in half. The U.S. Department of Justice is investigating possible violations of antitrust law with the JOA. State Senator Jim DeBacchus says he hopes a trip he has planned to Washington, D.C. will help raise awareness among key lawmakers.
The emphasis isn't on the Utah congressional delegation. It is on the members who work with the Justice Department, on those that value antitrust. And we've had help from several senators from around the country who have been informing the Department of Justice. So they're not just hearing from Senator Hatch and Senator Lee.
More than 14,000 people have signed an online petition on DeBacchus's Save the Tribune website. DeBacchus has also begun fundraising on the site. He says most of the money raised will be used to help fund a potential legal battle over the current joint operating agreement. Terry Gilday, KUER News.